Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer and author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Raising Chickens. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Trivia Tuesday, August 30th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, of course, you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, thank you very much. We invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners and self-sustaining living folks from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. Now, if you're listening live on the internet, all you have to do is scroll down a little bit on your screen. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll see you're already in the chat room, but you're logged in as a guest. We would like for you to take a moment to register with Blog Talk Radio. It just takes a moment. You won't get spam email from us, but it will get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in to the chat room, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk about our hobby and passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, and urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. Need an incubator? Think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brinsea.com. Brinsea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brinsea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brinsea, technology you can trust. You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Today is an odd Trivia Tuesday. We didn't have Fun Friday. Pat and I both had meetings out of the office, so there was no Fun Friday. So we're having Trivia Tuesday today. It's the fifth Tuesday of the month, and we normally don't schedule regular guests on the fifth anything. So we do have an open show today, so we decided to have Trivia Tuesday. But of course, it would not be near as fun, near as exciting, near as trivial. Friend Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Whisper. I want to congratulate you, sweetheart. You announced yourself as the author of the Chicken Whisperer book. I think that's fabulous. This is a first. Way to go.
There, yeah, it was just one of those things flying by the seat of my pants, and I said, hey, let's see if that fits in here and how it sounds. So, absolutely.
That's
thank you.
Pretty good, doesn't it?
Start to get lots of comments and emails from people who have gotten the book that are in the process or have read it, and they love it. They love the pictures. They love the content. So, yes, thank you very much for your purchase of the book. Yes, it's pretty cool. But, man, I tell you what, I haven't gone on a five-week book tour like you're getting ready to go on in the West Coast. How cool is that?
Well, I feel like it's Christmas come true. Yeah, it's. Thank you for saying that. But it's going to be with the Permaculture Guild.
You just said Christmas.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You just said Christmas.
Oh, no. Whisper, no. Oh, God.
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming with Pat Foreman talking about her five-week book tour in the out in California.
Well, it does feel like a holiday. I'm not going to say the C word, but it does feel like a holiday here in August. Oh, dear. Yes, it's part of the Permaculture Guild. They have these guilds all up and down California, and so they just are going to pass me off from one guild to another to do book signings and workshops. And I'm also going to be talking with the master gardeners out there. And I've got a wonderful workshop called Chickens as Master Gardeners that has been a real hit with the master gardeners that I've given it to here in Virginia. So I'm really, really excited about it, just so excited about it. You know, Whisper, one of the things I think the service that you and I do is we're help strengthening local foods and people understanding how important they are to our culture. So I view this as a way to really expand it even more and the importance of family flocks in the whole scheme of things. So, yep, it's coming up. Hey, Whisper, guess what I've got?
let me think. Chicken pox.
No, I don't have a pox. I've got chickens, though. I've got chickens. That was a cute, quick answer. No, my solar oven came.
Ah.
My global solar oven is here, and yesterday, for the first time, I cooked some lentil soup, and it works. I mean, no electricity, no propane. It just uses the power of the sun to cook the food. And what I didn't realize, Whisper, is that it bakes, it boils, it'll steam vegetables. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just incredible. It'll go up to 400 degrees Fahrenheit.
You will love it, and you can make a cake in it, which is absolutely cool. Baking or baking bread, try to bake some bread in it. I had a friend who had one, and Jen and I really need to get one. But, you can bake bread in it, which is absolutely awesome as well. Just from the sun, solar, absolutely, 400 degrees, absolutely fabulous. So glad you've got one, and you'll have to keep us posted on all the things that you cook in it.
Yeah, well, it's an appliance. I just view it as another appliance.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because just the same day it came, my propane bill, I use propane for cooking, and they filled the tank up, $400.
Yeah.
And I go, ooh, I'm really going to be using this quite a bit. Because the winter and fall, those are soup times for me. I just really tend to
you
eat a lot
both.
More soups.
Yes.
Yeah. So I can do them in as long as there's sun. When it's cloudy or rainy, you can't use it, but as long as there's sun. So I'm so excited about it.
You make a good point. We run off of propane as well, and so we're going to have to fill up our tank this fall. Me and Jen have been talking about it, and right now we just heat with propane, but we're looking at getting a propane oven and cooktop stove. So we'll be cooking with propane and heating as well with that. Probably won't switch over our hot water heater to propane. I think it's still electric. But yeah, and then another thing that makes it unique is I know you and I both try. You don't see this a lot across the country. You don't see it a lot with hosts and radio show hosts and movie stars and whatnot. You see it a little bit. But I think you and I both try, and at least on my end, the listeners and my fans really keep me in check. But I think you and I both try to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk as much as we possibly can with what we preach on this radio show. I mean, one example is that I have a hard time saying, hey, subscribe to Back Home Magazine if I don't subscribe myself. It's being hypocritical, I feel. And so that's exactly right. We talk about solar ovens. You got a solar oven. You know, we talk about maybe again, the satellite phones. I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this for my own benefit, but also research it and share with others. And so different things like that. We had, guess what, Grover and his lovely wife on their way to Hilton Head stopped by my home yesterday. Pat, it was absolutely fabulous. Grover, if you're listening by phone, let me go over here and see. I know he's I'm not sure if he's listening by phone or not. He might be. But we had a fabulous time. He was right on time. About the time I unlocked the front door and walked out into the front yard, I saw him coming down Main Street right here in this little old town. And I put my thumb out seeing if he would pick me up and I could hitch a ride to Hilton Head so I could sit on the beach for a few days. But that didn't pan out. But it was great to meet Grover and Kat, his wife, and they didn't stay for very long. They wanted to hit the road. They wanted to make some good time trying to get over to Hilton Head. I understand that because Jen will tell you, when I get on the road, I'm on the road, and that's my goal is to get go and gone. And what, you have to go to the bathroom? No, I think not. We have to schedule. No, we've got to keep schedule. So we had to, of course, deviate from that kind of traveling when she became pregnant every 2 hours, of course, and then now with little Caleb. But though he's a great trooper, he travels well. So I understand them wanting to get on the road. I hope they made it to their destination safely and sound. And but it was great to see. It's always fun, me and Jen say, to meet our friends and fans. And so Grover and his wife, Kat, stopped by the old homestead, and we showed them the work that we had done, the work we planned to do, and our little piece of property here. And he saw a lot of our supplies, sustainable supplies, long-term storage food, things like that. And so he I like to do that. So now, you know, he can claim, say, you know what, here's a guy that not only talks the talk but walks the walk as much as he possibly can with what he talks about on the radio show. It's not just hype. It's not just show. He's doing and showing and lives that lifestyle. So it's always good to see the get the you know, talk with my fans. And what a great guy, him and his wife. He just had a hip replacement surgery, and boy, he's getting around as better than me. I mean, he's just but the long drive again, I'm sure it took its toll on his hip. So but it was so good to see Grover and his wife Kat yesterday. That was the highlight of our day, and it was really fun to see them. So it was a great time yesterday. We got a great show today, Pat. Of course, it's the fifth Tuesday and the fifth of anything, fifth Monday, fifth Friday, fifth whatever. We don't have guests because our guests are all scheduled, like, you know, the first and third, the second and fourth, or every Monday, or whatever the case may be. So we normally don't have guests scheduled on the fifth of anything. So being that, of course, like I said, we didn't have a fun Friday due to our busy schedules, we decided to have Trivia Tuesday today. So I've got some questions lined up. You've got some questions and jokes. Let's see. Absolutely. I think tomorrow's the fifth Wednesday, and I just got a message from Pat via the blog. And yes, yeah, so if you have any ideas for a guest tomorrow, Pat, we'd be in short notice. If not, I'm sure you and I can talk about something. Actually, tomorrow, Wednesday, fifth Wednesday, we're still actively searching for a good preparedness guru to come on the second and fourth Wednesday. So anything, maybe tomorrow, Pat, maybe we can pick our brains and see if we can have a topic tomorrow for preparedness, or you know, anything like that for tomorrow. So I saw a couple of good articles that I may share later about how to maintain, when your power goes out, your refrigerator and your freezer food for as long as possible. And I was reading that with a hurricane that came through, and however many millions of people without power. So, but we do have a great show lined up for today. We have tons of prizes. I was actually going down the list of prizes over on our Facebook all morning. We've got an 8-inch wire egg basket we're giving away from eggcartons.com. We've got a hen saver, hen apron that we're giving away from Crazy K Farm. We've got some chicken salad pasta and with the noodles are shaped like chickens. You gotta love that. From our good friends at HobbyHillFarm.com. We've got a $25 gift certificate to VermexUSA.com. We've got some Happy Hen treats to give away. We've got some My Pet Chicken treats to give away. We've got a beautiful brooder kit from Critter-Cages.com that we're giving away. So we've got a lot of prizes to give away. We'll see if we can't get them all given away today. And then, of course, three more days until Fun Friday, and we're going to do all this again. We'll have more prizes to give away from our awesome sponsors. And I've said this before, since we have a lot of guests and new listeners in the chat room, I want to tell you that we do have sponsors. They keep this radio show on the air. We're going. We're approaching 3 years this February of this radio show being live Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I know times are tough. I know the economy is tough for everybody, including myself. And so I don't just say, hey, go to the sponsor and buy this, whether you need it or not. That's not what we do on this radio show. And Pat and I, we tell you, hey, we know eventually you might need something. You might be in the market for something today. You might be in the market for something 4 days from now, or even 4 weeks from now. But when you go to buy that particular item, whether it be online or at a store, brick and mortar store, all we ask is that you do check out our sponsors, visit their websites, compare price, and consider supporting this radio show by supporting our sponsors, because they are good to you and our listeners by giving these awesome prizes away, keeping this radio show on the air. So next time you need something, do us a favor. Just check out one of our sponsors. Check their price. Check their selection. And then order for them if it deems the right thing to do. And we do appreciate that. So let's get over here to the chat room. We've got, of course, myself and Pat. We've got Bard Rock Bluegrass Mama. Gotta love bluegrass music, I tell you. We got Chicken Dude. Hadn't seen you in there in a little while. We got Cheeky Woo. We've got Cindy's in there. CJ, Dragonfly. In fact, let me go ahead and do this because I dropped the ball yesterday, Pat. I dropped the ball. So I'm going to have to send out. I don't have any chicken birthday music. That's something I've been looking for. I've got plenty of Christmas music, but I don't have any chicken birthday music. And so I wish I did. But I've got to send out a happy birthday shout-out. Should have done it yesterday. Got caught up with Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, and all the great topics we talked about yesterday. So I need to send a shout-out today to Kate. Happy birthday. If memory serves, I think she is sweet 16 yesterday. Sweet 16 yesterday, if memory serves, for Kate. Happy birthday from the Chicken Whisperer and Pat, and we hope you had a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Wanted to send that shout out. Let's see. We got several guests in the chat room. If you'll take a moment to register, that'll be great. Get your own fun, creative screen name. We've got Kara. We've got Love for Poultry, Modern Stead. We've got Paula's in there, Roxanne, Tally, and let's see. Tells Farm, and Walter is in there, and I'm willing to bet that Grover is listening live on the telephone wherever he may be out there. He may be sitting on the beach under an umbrella, sipping a cool drink, and with his toes in the sand there at Hilton Head, listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So, yep, I just want to say happy birthday to Kate. Yeah, I met Kate. When I was up at Cooptastic with Dr. McCray up there in Delmarvaville, and it was good to see her and Dragon Fryer. So we were. It was good to see her. So I'm saying happy birthday to someone. Yep, and she says I got $50. I am a happy 16-year-old. Very cool. 16 with $50 burning a hole in the pocket. How about that? So invest it wisely. Get some gold or silver. Gotta love it. And so says her grandfather sent her some money. She's saving up so she can take a trip to France in 2 years. How cool is that? A 16-year-old with a goal in mind, saving up to go to France in a couple of years. That's very cool. When you get over there, have some French toast and French fries for me. So... Alrighty, Pat, I'm ready to give away some prizes, and instead of just going to another commercial break as we give away a prize, I'll run the commercial that corresponds with that prize, and I do have some chicken trivia questions. The first one's not really trivia. I guess it is trivia, but it's more pertained to just a little fun radio factoid. Now, we've got some new rules. I've talked to all of our sponsors, and we're going to try this here. If you've won the particular, we're not going to say, and I thought about this, we're not going to say if you've won anything in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. We're going to say if you've won that particular prize in the last 30 days. We're going to try this a little bit and see how it works. We may end up having to go to if you've won any prize on the show in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. One-time winner every 30 days. But we're not going to do that. We want to make it fun for everybody. So, it looks like Fiona finally joined us. Fiona, you're just in time because you missed earlier in the show. Pat said the word Christmas by accident, and so we had to play the song, but you missed it, Fiona. I'm sorry. So, so that's what we're going to do. So pay close attention. We got a lot of great regular listeners. We've got new guests as well. But whenever we get to the prize. If you've won that particular prize in the last 30 days, then you're not eligible for that particular contest. Let's say you won Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey in the last 30 days. When that prize comes up and the trivia question is asked, you're not eligible. But if you actually have... But if you haven't won that particular prize in 30 days, then you're eligible. You call, you be the right caller, and you know the answer to the question. So that's how we're going to try it here for a little while, just to make it fair for everybody, even though I know lots of people have lucky fingers when they dial the phone. So that's the way we're going to run. Now, just to let you know, we'll say, hey, caller number 7, we'll ask the question. You call in. If you happen to be lucky caller 7 on that particular question, we'll bring you live on the radio show by announcing your area code. Area code 513, you're live on the air. State your name and where you're calling from. We'll probably repeat the question, and then you can answer it. If you're the winner, then your responsibility doesn't end there. If you're the winner of the prize, then what you have to do as soon as you win the prize, you need to send us an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And in the subject line, you're going to put the prize. So you can put Happy Hen Treats, or you can put Brooder Box, or you can put Chunky Chicken Caviar, or you can put a chicken salad mix or whatever. And then within the email, we need your name, your shipping address, telephone number, because sometimes, like, for example, the Hen Saver Hen Apron, Toby will need the size that you need for the hen apron. There may be a size of a T-shirt you might need, so we need your phone number to get in contact with you. Also, if there's any shipping questions or discrepancies with FedEx or USPS or the UPS, if they're shipping something, and then go ahead and put your email in there. I know it'll be attached, but it'll be simple. There's a couple of our sponsors that require an email so they can confirm everything or send me maybe an email gift certificate like at Vermex. So your email address, put that right in there. So name, shipping address, phone number, and then go ahead and type in your email address so we can copy and paste that and send it over to our sponsor. That will expedite you getting your prize that you won. If, say, caller number 7, we bring them on, they do not know the answer or they get the answer wrong, then we go to caller number 8 or 9 or 10 and so on and so on. And so that's how that actually is going to work. And so if you've won that particular prize in the last 30 days, then you are not eligible for that particular one, but you'll be maybe eligible for the next prize that we actually are going to give away. So let me get over here as the chat room is starting to slowly but surely fill up. And guest, if you take a moment to register, that'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. We would enjoy it. And then you can participate in the chat room as well, meet some new friends, maybe ask any questions you may have, because the chat room has a mind of itself, especially on Fridays. So I also want to send a shout out to all the homeschoolers that are listening. A lot of them actually take a break during lunch, depending on where they're at, and listen to the radio show. So hello to all the homeschoolers. Got a gift in the mail today from our good friends, the Mann family, for Caleb. We got that in the mail today. So if you're listening, thank you very much for that. And it's absolutely a lovely gift, and we thank you for that. So Caleb got a little gift for from a fan and listener out there. So we got that today, and we appreciate that. Makes us feel really good that we got some friends out there, even though we've never met you, but that's still nonetheless feel like we know you from the radio show. All righty, Pat, let's go ahead and get started. Let me get over here to the studio, and then let me go and pick out a prize that we're going to give away today. Let's just start off. Hang on just a minute. Let's start off with some Happy Hen Treats from our good friends, RandallBurkey.com. Happy Hen Treats. We'll do the, you will receive either the Sunflower Sensation or the Mealworm Frenzy, one of the two. We will not specify. You will get, whatever is in the box when it gets mailed to you. But either the Happy Hen Treats brand from Randall Burkey, you'll get either the Mealworm Frenzy or the Sunflower Sensation. Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at RandallBurkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's RandallBurkey.com. All righty, and I've got the first question. not really a trivia question. I guess it could be, but as okay. You ready, Pat?
I'm ready.
What's the caller? I'm asking the question. You get to pick the caller.
Let's go with caller number 8.
Caller number 8 sounds good. Caller number 8, 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. And the question is, last week, hang on just a second. Last week, okay, I had to take a little business trip. Okay, I was gone. I did broadcast Monday, but I did not broadcast Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. I was on the road doing a little bit of a Chicken Whisperer tour. And the question is, what city and state did I visit, and with what company was the trip? Okay, what company sent me there? So the question is, what city and state was this event in that I attended last week, and what company was I attending? There you go. Oh, Love for Poultry put in there. Last week, CW took a business trip. What city and state did he visit, and with what company? Caller number 8-347-637-3237. And that's the first one. We'll start off with that one, Pat.
Okay, that's a good one. And you had a great time. It sounded like you had more of a vacation than a business trip. And all your family got to go, so that was just wonderful. Yeah.
It was. Let's get over here and take a look and see who's calling here. Hang on.
Caleb must be a pretty good traveler by now, I would guess. Yeah.
He is. He's a real trooper when it comes to that and traveling. He does very, very well. Hang on just a second. There we go. Just sent you a message, Pat. So,
no problem.
There we go. So, yeah, and just as someone said, train them to travel and when they're young, and they'll be great when they get older. That's what we're hoping for. But, yeah, we were talking about it, and he's been a lot of places when he was in Jen's belly, airplanes and train trips, and I forget how many states that we've actually covered and been to. But now that he's truly with us, he's getting his travel. He's getting his little travel passport stamped in many, many places. So absolutely,
that's right. I think it's such a good indoctrination for them too. I know we either with puppies or with kids, it's good to get them over their travel fears. I know. Sometimes if you take little kids traveling for the first time, they just get a little nauseated, but they get over that pretty easily. Hopefully. And hopefully no blowouts like you had a couple of times on the road. Oh, my. Those were pretty interesting. Okay. 347-637-3237. If you know the answer to where Whisper was traveling, what state, and what company he was with, 347-637-3237.
And just make sure, yep, that you press 1 if you're in queue and just want to listen to the show. That's great. But if you want to participate in this contest, you just want to make sure you press 1. That'll let us know on the switchboard what the key there is, what's going on. So
it's easy to forget that too. I know I've done it. Forgotten to press the 1, and that puts a little hand up, so we know a little marker, so we know on the switchboard that you're wanting to be brought on live with the Chicken Whisper Show. So press that 1. Yeah, Dragonfly says 2-year-olds are easily frustrated and want everything now. I think that kind of reverberates out through our lives. You know, it seems like we're in a instant gratification society almost. And it was really nice to hear that saving up for a trip over to France, a 16-year-old saving for a trip. I mean, I know when I wanted to take riding lessons, Whisper, as a young child, they didn't come automatically. I had to go out and look for Coke bottles and save my nickels and dimes and earn the riding lessons. And that was that made it mean all the more, it seemed, because I certainly loved horses.
Yeah, you've got something that you've worked hard for and earned. So, yeah, absolutely.
Fiona says the answer to this question, she says, I guess Anchorage, Alaska, and bikini modeling is not the right answer.
No.
Bikini modeling in Anchorage, Alaska. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
definitely definitely not. So, okay, let's get over here to the and we'll take we'll go here to caller. And caller calling in from area code 850. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Yes, this is
850.
Sue from Tallahassee, Florida.
From Tallahassee, Florida. And state your name again. You broke up a little bit.
My name is Sue. I'm with Rudyville Farm in Tallahassee, Florida.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for listening down there in Tallahassee. So, what do you think the answer to that question was? I went on a little business trip last week. I was out of pocket for a couple of days, and city, state, and what company?
Well, after I got in queue, I thought, I'm not sure, because sometimes you have meetings and sometimes you travel different places that you post after you've returned. I was thinking of Chicago.
It was not Chicago. No, it wasn't. I wouldn't mind going to the Windy City and up there. In fact, I haven't done an event up in. I've been close to Chicago, but haven't been in Chicago. But that's no problem. I appreciate your plan anyway. And very interesting. Lots of people may not have been paying attention because I've got lots of callers in queue, but not many want to take a gamble at that one. The city and state where the event was held. And maybe if you just know that, if you didn't. And okay, there we go. Let's see here. You've got one calling in here. Area code 916, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hi, it's Andy from Sacramento.
All right, Andy from Sacramento. Very good. What's your take on the answer? What's your guess?
I want to say Chantilly, Virginia.
No, it wasn't Chantilly, Virginia. In fact, I haven't been there before. I did have an event up in Virginia not too long ago. Met Pat and at the Stanton Farm Exchange there, and that was really, really fun. I got to stop by and see Joe Salatin and his farm there in Virginia, but that wasn't it. So I didn't know this was going to be such a hard question, Pat. Let's see who have we got here. We've got another one in here. Caller calling in from area code. Let's see. My goodness, caller 860. Something's going on in the background with a macaw or a African gray or some type of bird.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Yeah, that was the macaw.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Walter, up in Connecticut. How's everything? How'd you handle the storm?
Oh, no problem. We lost power for a couple days, but the generator was humming, so I had power.
Excellent.
So, you know, I try to be self-sufficient. I don't depend on everything.
Absolutely. So, but now my question is, though, because I know you love it so much. How much snow did you get out of the storm? Did you get a lot of snow?
Yeah, about 9 inches.
Oh man! You know that winter will be here very soon.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that. That's for sure.
I know y'all got plummeted all the snow and. It was just fun. I can remember vividly in the chat room talking about the snow. Oh, we got another 2 feet.
That was killing me. Yeah, me and Grover talking about maybe buying about 50 acres next to you so we all can hang out in four-wheel together.
Put up a 20-foot razor wire fence and have our own and our own water tank and yeah, we'll just be hillbillies living off the land now.
That's for sure. Now I think you were in North Carolina with ManaPro.
What state?
In North Carolina.
No,
South Carolina then.
Hang on, I got a double caller, but no, it was outside of ManaPro. But it wasn't North Carolina, so hang on, let's see what what the next caller, see if we got. Okay, caller, you're on the air. 978. You're on the air with Andy and Pat.
Hey, Andy.
That sounds like Bob. Bard
yes,
Rock.
Yes, it is. It is Bard Rock.
And
very good.
So where do you think I was? Let's see if we can put Walter out of his misery here. And
all right, South Carolina.
It was South Carolina. Do you remember what city?
Columbia.
Yes, it was Columbia, South Carolina. And you already figured out or knew that it was Mana Pro, thanks to
yep.
Walter. So that is correct. So now I know you've won some of the Happy Hen Treats before, but not in the last 30 days.
No.
Last 30 days. Very good. That's not a problem. Then, hey, we appreciate you listening. And you know the drill, obviously. Just go ahead and send us that email, and we'll get that over to peach@randallburkey.com. Happy Hen Treats for Bard Rock in the chat room. Wow, Pat, I didn't know that question was going to be so hard for people. But
we announced it quite a bit. But,
you
know, some things just don't make a mental note of if it doesn't involve you personally.
That's exactly right. See, the chicken trivia contest, you never know where the questions may come from. There may not be just questions. There may not be chicken trivia questions. There may be garden trivia questions. They may be preparedness trivia questions. They may just be a tidbit about nobody that cares about nothing question. Or it might even be a bad joke from Pat.
A really bad joke. These are pretty awful, but they just get me tickled so much. I guess I just have a simple sense of humor. Whisper here.
Okay, let me
ready.
Let me go to the next prize. Let's see. Let me get over here to our Facebook page. Let's pick one that we talked about on Facebook. So this will be a good one. This will be a $25 gift certificate to VermexUSA.com. And that way you can go and pick out whatever product they have at whatever price. You can apply that $25 gift certificate to that, anything on their website there, VermexUSA.com. And hang on just a second, Pat, because like I said, instead of going to commercial breaks today, we were just going to, when we talked about a prize, we were going to play the corresponding commercial.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com, VermexUSA.com, to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
All righty, $25 gift certificate to VermexUSA.com, and we'll take caller number 6. Caller lucky number 6, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. If you know the answer to this following joke or riddle from Pat Foreman.
Okay. Well, this is almost a combination between a poultry joke and a not joke. It's pretty random. Okay, Whisper, what pie can fly? What pie can fly is a question. 347-637-3237, if you know what pie can fly. And after you hear the answer, it seems obvious, but I thought it was kind of cute.
Did you know
that pies could fly?
Well, I've thrown a few pies at a few people. I have thrown a few pies at a few people in my day. Most of them were at like a church function or a school function. They were probably just a good old whipped cream pie or something like that. But I don't know. I'm not really sure. It could be things that come to mind. I don't want to give it away, but are a chicken pot pie possibly
chicken
could fly.
Pie, that's a good guess.
Fly pie possibly could fly
that's,
as well.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, let's see. What kind of pie can fly? Wing pie, wings, other type of fly pie. I don't know. Those are the only two that really come to mind. Call number 6, 347-637-3237, $25 gift certificate to VermexUSA.com for any product there on their website. And
This would ought to be Googleable too, or
Googleable,
Firefoxable, Googleable or Firefoxable. Yeah. They're now verbs; they're not nouns anymore. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness gracious! Okay, hang on. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, the suspense! The suspense. 347-637-3237. If you know the answer to what pie can fly. And your shoe fly pie was a very good response. You see, if you were calling in, I would give you the prize for that, even though that's not quite the answer I had. But you would be a winner there, Whisper.
All right. And if you haven't won anything from Vermex in the last 30 days, you are eligible for this contest. If you have won nothing from Vermex USA in the last 30 days, you are eligible to for this prize. And we said call number six.
Mm-hmm. So call number six.
Live on the air with Andy and Pat calling in from area code 860. 860, state your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
You guys, I'm here again. You're killing me with the jokes, Pat. You're killing me.
I don't want to kill you. No, I don't want to kill you at all.
Okay.
Oh,
it's magpie.
Yes. It's a magpie. Magpies can fly.
Oh, see, I thought for sure it was going to be shoe fly pie or chicken pot pie or something like that. So
magpie is the fly that is the pie that flies.
Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
It.
From the internet's worst chicken jokes.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
You need to hurry up and move down here so I can borrow that blazer anytime I want it.
Oh, I know. We got to get down there. I can't take another winter. Oh no.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. No. Every time I see forecasted snow up in Connecticut, I'm going to remind you. I'm like, hey, there's a nice lot right over here, 28 acres for sale. Come on down.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I need. Send me the info.
Well, okay, Walter. You have a good one. Thanks.
Congratulations,
today.
Walter.
All right, that's our second prize. Out the door today. Again, the number to call, as always, 347-637-3237. Without further ado, let's get over here to our Facebook page, and let me scroll down here and find another prize that we're going to be giving away here that I posted. There we go. Let's give away this awesome prize. Ladies, I'm telling you what, you will love. I guarantee you will love so many items at HobbyHillFarm.com. You're crazy not to go there. HobbyHillFarm.com. You can also find them on Facebook. And this happens to be, on of course, one of the commercials, one of my favorites. And it's, there we go. It's a chicken salad pasta kit. It's a chicken salad pasta kit with noodles shaped like chickens. I mean, how cool is that? You know, people, your friends know you're a chicken lover. You love your chickens. You invite them over for a Saturday afternoon lunch, and you put together this chicken salad pasta. They look down, and lo and behold, there's not only chicken, but there's noodles shaped like chickens in the pasta. And they will either laugh at you, or they will laugh with you, or they will say, now this is just the coolest thing since sliced bread. You're a chicken lover, and you've got pasta shaped like chickens. Coming to us from HobbyHillFarm.com. HobbyHillFarm.com. Chicken salad pasta kit. And this is going to be a true trivia question. Let me get over here to where I need to go. Okay. What is the method used to judge interior egg quality? What is the method used to judge interior egg quality? This comes to us from, of course, the 4-H Avian Bowl questions. What is the method used to judge interior egg quality? You, as a novice, might actually do this to see, after a few days, if your eggs that you're incubating are actually fertilized. So what is the method used to judge interior egg quality? That's
right. And let's go with caller number seven on this one, Whisper. Caller number seven.
Woo, caller number seven. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. caller, lucky number 7. If you know the answer to this question and you haven't won anything, from our good friends at, of course, Hobby Hill Farm. If you haven't won anything from Hobby Hill Farm in the last 30 days, then, of course, you are eligible.
Hey, ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable, too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
All righty, 347-637-3237. One more time. 347-637-3237. When you call in, you will hear a young lady say, "To speak with the host, please press 1. And so if you want to participate in the contest, if you want to have a chance to win, if you want to try to be caller number 7, then you want to make sure you press 1 when prompted, and then she will say, "You are now in the host queue." So you want to make sure you press 1 if you want to try to win this chunky chicken pasta salad from HobbyHillFarm.com. And the question is, what is the method used to judge the interior egg quality? Or, of course, you may do this just to see if the eggs in your incubator are fertilized and are growing appropriately. That's what we're looking for. Comes to us from the 4-H avian bowl questions. Let me see what else we got here. See if we got any chickens in the news we can share in between questions here.
Oh, I've got a nice short one here, if you want.
Do you? Okay, go ahead.
Whisper. Yeah, this one is appropriate, especially for people that are riding motorcycles or trying to use less fuel. It says here that motorcycle helmets protect the rider's brains, but, big but, they may contribute to hearing loss. And this isn't that a bummer? Yeah, this is from the University of Bath, and that researchers mapped the airflow and noise patterns around helmets. And they found the biggest source of noise for riders, it's not the loud engines, you know, those mufflers that motorcycles with mufflers not. So it's not the loud noise from those incredibly loud engines, but from the air whooshing over the riders' helmets. And they're saying the researchers found that even at legal speeds, going 35, 40, 50 miles an hour, they said the noise caused by the helmets can exceed the safe levels. And the study could lead to helmet designs that do not then damage hearing because of the air that's flowing all around their little ears there. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Really? The airflow is causing.
Yep.
But wouldn't you get more airflow and air noise if you didn't have the helmet on, just because you have no protection there? The air is just flying right by your open ear?
That's a good – I don't know if it forms like a little air tunnel in your helmet, but they use the term whooshing. It's the air whooshing over the rider's helmet.
The air is whooshing.
That could cause hearing damage in the motorcycle helmets. Yeah.
Interesting.
For those people that ride, and more people, of course, are riding scooters and motorcycles because they're so energy efficient, and you can get, 50-100 miles per gallon with a lot of them, and maybe even more.
Yeah, and it's I was going to go down a road, but I'm not going to go down it regarding helmets and motorcycles. So it's let me get back over here to the switchboard.
Okay. Now, Fiona mentioned that a full face helmet is pretty silent. They didn't talk about what kind of helmet it was, so I don't know if it was full face or not. But I would guess it's just one that has the helmet without the face or the shield in front. So something to consider next time you pop on a bike and go zooming down the road.
True. Hang on. Let me clear a couple of screens, and we'll go over here to the callers. Just give me a second. Okay, just one second. Okay, there we go. We're going to go to the caller here calling in. We've got two, unless they just want this prize so bad they're calling from two different phones, but we may have two different listeners in this area. So we'll go here to area code 850, and I'll give you the first three, 206. 850 is the area code, 206 is the first three. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Roxanne. I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. Roxanne, thank you very much for listening down there in Florida. And the answer to the question, let me get back over here. I'll repeat it to be fair. And what is the method used to judge interior egg quality?
Is it candling?
Candling is correct. You are absolutely correct. You've won some very cool, I love it, chicken pasta salad kit from HobbyHillFarm.com, and you'll love it because it's a fun thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. All you need to do is send me an email right now with your information. You can put chicken salad kit in the email title, and then within the email, your name, shipping address, phone number, and go ahead and type in your email too so I can just copy and paste it. It'll save me some time. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Send it to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Had another winner, Pat. Gotta love it. Trivia Tuesday.
Trivia Tuesday, yep.
Yep. Now,
yep,
everybody.
It's like the beginning of the week fun time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's not fun Friday yet, and you can tell it's not fun Friday in the chat room. I mean, the chat room is always fun, but you can, of course, tell that it's not quite fun Friday as far as the chat room. It's still too early in the week. Too early in the week. Okay, we've got another awesome prize. Everybody's going to want this prize. Everybody always wants this prize. Let me go ahead and... Hang on, let me see if I can just post this in the, where is it? Here we go. Let me see if I can get the link and post it in the chat room. See how high tech I can be for a second. High tech, redneck, Mayberry meet Star Trek. Okay, there you go.
That one. Oh, dear. That's really bad. Mayberry meets Star Trek.
It's a part of the lyrics of the song. It is. From good old George Jones, the possum. Yeah, high-tech redneck. Mayberry meets Star Trek. Yeah.
Oh, I love Mayberry.
Don't you love it?
Yeah. Some of those old movies, if I'm kind of down a little bit or just need to just stare or be mildly amused, it seemed like life was so simple back then. Maybe because it was. I mean,
Jesse
giving Barney one bullet, you know.
One bullet. I've only got one bullet in my pocket. So, yeah. Oh, Barney. Jesse says in the chat room she'd love to win this awesome egg basket from eggcartons.com, but she's won in the last 30 days from eggcartons.com. Thank you very much, Jesse, for following the new rules here. We appreciate that. But other people want the egg basket as well. So, yep, it's eggcartons.com, a 8-inch wire, coated wire egg basket. And shipped right to your front door. I think it's about an $18 value for this egg basket. And how cool is that? 347-637-3237. Let me explain. If you've won in the last 30 days, you're still eligible. You just had not won from eggcartons.com in the last 30 days. So if you want to win this prize, it's an awesome coated wire egg basket from eggcartons.com. And just give us a call, 347-637-3237. How cool is that? And if you know the answer to what's the question, Pat?
Yes, the question. The question, this is a very practical question. I mean, I don't want to do all bad jokes here in one session. So this is a real question, and it's an important one for most folks to know. What is the USDA hardiness zone that you are in, who's ever calling in? What is your hardiness zone, and what are the first and last frost dates? So you've got to know,
ooh, that's
know
good.
Where you're
yeah.
at. Yep.
Yeah, you have
what
to know where you're at. I'm in the state of denial.
Yeah. And you're frosted all the time, right?
Yes. I'm in the state of denial. And some people I know, I'm not going to mention any names, Fiona, is in the state of confusion, and I'm not really sure when the frost dates are there, but let me get over to the chat room and see what kind of response I'm going to get from there.
Absolutely, says Fiona. Absolutely.
So, and caller number seven, again, caller number seven, Pat, according to Love for Poultry. Wire-coated basket from eggcartons.com. What is the USDA hardiness zone that you are in right now? And what is the first and last frost dates? And, oh, my goodness, are you kidding? Did she just post a link to where you can find that? She sure did. USDA hardiness zone finder.
No problem with that. I mean, it's really important. It's as important to know where to find information as it is to know it right off the top of your head. So that's a good one. And it's time to plant those fall gardens. I mean, it's, you know, get your brassicas in there, the cabbages, the cauliflowers, the broccolis. Lettuce can start to think about putting lettuce in as it gets cooler.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's a good time to know. And, of course, what Garden Wise Living suggests, Arlena Stott of Garden Wise Living, is mark that date on your calendar so you know when the first average, it's really the average frost date, last frost date is, so you can kind of know when to start to think about putting your row covers over if you're growing beyond the frost dates. There you go. 347-637-3237 if you know what zone you're in.
And if you're in the chat room, I am in a no parking zone right now. But no, Love for Poultry put in the whole link right there. If you're in the chat room, then you can click on that and find out pretty much the answer to that. So
that's right. You just put your zip code in, and it will take you to let you know where you're at. And you know what's interesting, though, Whisper, is that the zones are having to change because of the some places are way hot and other places are way a lot colder as the I guess as the global winds shift around, things are changing. So
yeah, just ask Walter.
That's right. Ask about the snow.
I tell you what, Pat, it was so funny. It wasn't funny for him, I'm sure, because I saw pictures of the mounds and mountains of snow in his driveway, in his side yard. he's got a blazer, which is it's a beautiful blazer. I mean, you should not covet what your neighbor has, but and I'm a Ford man through and through. But it's a good looking blazer. But he's got a plow on the front of it and the whole nine yards. But I remember seeing pictures, and it seemed like every day we got in the chat room, and while I could hear Walter, 9 more inches of snow, 2 more feet of snow. I'm so tired of snow, poor Walter. Let me tell you, Connecticut got hammered last year. So, but we'll see what I think we're still in, I think, don't mark my words, but I think we're still in store for another hurricane or two to actually hit land this year with the crazy weather that we've had. You know, October is always big for storms. We're not even into September yet. And, regarding the hurricane, so I still think we're maybe due for one or two with this crazy weather. Remember, last winter was nuts, the spring floods, the crazy hot summers, and then now this hurricane, and then maybe we got another winter coming our way, and it's going to be quite interesting to see what happens. And of course, they don't call it global warming anymore because, you know, it was like 90 degrees below zero in some places, but it's climate change. They've changed it. You don't hear global warming the term much anymore because people, I guess, either tore that apart or, you know, they concentrated on global warming, not just climate change. So I think climate change is now the politically correct way to do that. So, all righty, we're going to go to the phone lines here. Area code calling in from, hang on just a second, 409. 409, you're on the air with Andy and Pat live. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Tally. Is my phone working today?
It's working today. I can hear you loud and clear.
Hey! I'm in zone 9B, but I kind of cheat because I live on an island. And
okay.
our first freeze date is December 5th.
You live on an
and
island?
Our last freeze date is January 15th.
Wow. You've got a long growing season.
Well,
we have we have two growing seasons interrupted by the middle of summer.
Pat, she said she's calling. Pat, she has a long growing season, but she said she lived on an island, so I have to ask her. What were you convicted of to end up in Alcatraz?
Oh. I can't tell you. It's proprietary.
You never ask what
it's a need to know basis.
Yeah, you never ask anybody what they did. You asked what they were convicted of doing. There's a big difference there. What did you do? And
big
so
difference.
Yeah, island, yeah, Alcatraz, you know, I thought it was kind of cool out there, but I guess you have a long growing season on the island. So, no, very cool. So, I guess we'll take your word for it, and Pat seems to think that's just fine, so we'll take your word for it there, and it's good to know the growing season. I'm in zone 7. I'm probably close to an 8 now that I moved south, I think, but thanks for calling. You have won that awesome wire egg basket from our good friends over at, of course, eggcartons.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run. But do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
All righty, Tally, don't forget, sweetheart, that you need to send me an email. Just put in the subject line, put in their egg basket or eggcartons.com prize, whatever, and then send us to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net before you head to work. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, name, shipping address, phone number, and email, and we'll get that over to our good friend Scott at eggcartons.com. All righty, let's see what we got here. Let me get back over here and see what prize we have next. I posted a lot of them over on our here we go. This is going to be great. Hen Saver, Hen Apron from our good friend Toby at Crazy K Farm. And I'm just going to tell you, you can post it in the chat room. Hensaver.com, how simple is that? www.hensaver.com. Or you can go to crazykfarm.com. Crazy K Farm. This is for a Hen Saver Hen Apron. And this is an email. If you win, you'll need to send us the size or your phone number so Toby can call you or email you whether you want a Bantam size Hen Saver, a large fowl Hen Saver, maybe what type you want, if you want the camouflage or maybe a pink one to help promote the works of you know, breast cancer cure. So we've got that. But the next prize we're giving away is from our good friends over at Crazy K Farm. You're going to win a Hen Saver Hen Apron.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
All righty, we are back. Pat, you there?
Yes, indeed. I'm here.
Good deal, good deal.
Absolutely.
Okay. Whisper? Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
So we got a Hen Saver Hen Apron. Let me get over to my list of 4-H questions, and I've got a good one here. There's so many good ones, it's hard to choose. Give me a second.
Let's do caller number four while you're figuring that out. Do caller number four. 347-637-3237. Caller four.
Okay, here's a good, here's a 50-50. Here's a true or false question, 50-50. So if you call in, you've got a 50% chance of winning and a 50% chance of losing. Okay? Comes to us from, again, the 4-H avian bull questions. True or false? True or false? Certain bones in birds are connected to its respiratory system and hold air. True or false? Certain bones in birds are connected to its respiratory system and hold air.
Excellent question.
True or false? Yeah, very interesting.
Love that.
347-637-3237 for the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Size of your choice from Crazy K Farm or hensaver.com. That's today on Trivia Tuesday. We've got about 20 minutes left of the show. It's flying by. We're having a great time getting callers from all over the country, giving away some awesome prizes from our sponsors. Tomorrow, we'll be back here at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will have either a guest for you with a topic, or Pat and I will have a topic that we'll be discussing for you, so you want to make sure you tune in tomorrow. And then this coming Thursday will be the first Thursday of the month, which means we're going to have Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, will have a topic for this Thursday. And then, of course, this Friday, another awesome, fun Friday, we'll be doing this again, Chicken Trivia on Friday. It'll be a fun Friday. We'll have some other prizes to give away from our sponsors. And I'm actually talking right now, Pat. I'm not going to give it away because it's still in the works. I hope it pans out. I'm working on a really cool program with a particular sponsor that it will excite everybody over the next several months, and maybe over the next 6 months. So that's what we're but maybe by Friday I'll have that announcement, and hopefully it'll pan out, and it'll be fun and awesome and exciting for everybody. So we've got that true or false 50% chance certain bones in birds are connected to its respiratory system and actually hold air. True or false. Don't let the question fool you. You may or may not know, and this is for a hen saver. But even if you guess, you got a 50% chance. You know, it's like walking up to the roulette wheel and placing a bet either on black or red. 50% chance. 50-50.
What? A roulette wheel.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Black or red, 50-50 chance. That's probably your best chance in all of the casino, I think, is because you got, I think you truly have a 50-50 chance. You can go and just flop down a $100 bill on the red square or the black square, and then you'll either walk away with 200 or walk away with nothing. You got a 50% chance of winning. And I don't know if anything else in the whole casino has a chance of 50% of actually winning. So, oh my goodness.
Yeah, of course, you know the best way to double your money in a casino, Whisper. You know how to
do
that?
Walk away.
Yeah, you fold the bills up and put them back in your pocket.
That's about right.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
You can double your money.
Yep. Gotta love it. Got to love it. And this is for the Hen Saver Hen Apron. And let's go ahead and over here to the caller. Area code 336. Area code 336, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, Andy. It's Jesse from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Now, I know you wanted the egg basket, truly.
Yes.
But thank you for playing by the rules, and very good. So what, hang on, it's true or false. What do you think the answer is?
It is true, and I also know what they're called.
Okay, what are they called?
The pneumatic bones.
That's correct, pneumatic bones. yes, absolutely. Very, very cool. I was going to ask that, but I figured that might give it away. What are the bones called? Well, that obviously lets you know that, yes, certain bones are connected to the respiratory system, but I was going to use that for later, but you beat me to it, so that's awesome. Congratulations. You do know the drill. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. And I just need, especially for this one, because it's size and whatnot and style, just put in Crazy K Farm in the header, and then put your name, shipping address, phone number, and email so Toby can get in touch with you to see what style of the hen saver, hen apron you would like. And I know there's at least one person in the chat room that is waiting to win this next prize from Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. All righty, from critter-cages.com, it is an awesome brooder kit. I know at least one person, or at least one person in the chat room is going nuts to win this prize. Remember, if you have won any prize from critter-cages.com in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. Other than that, most everybody should be. And this is an awesome brooder kit. Comes with the waterer, the feeder, the corral, the heat lamp, the heat lamp bulb. I think it comes with the dimmer switch and the whole nine yards. Shipped right to your front door. It's a $50 value. You can click on that link. $50 value from our good friends at critter-cages.com. And actually, I just asked the last question, so it's an awesome prize, so I hope you have an awesome question, Pat, and I think there's one particular person in the chat room that's just drooling at the mouth waiting to win this prize, so we'll see how lucky she is, and see if she wins and if she's the right caller. So I'll pick the caller. You're going to have fast fingers. You got to be caller number. Wait, ask the question, Pat. tricky.
Okay. Well, this one came right out of one of our shows with Peter Brown.
Ah.
And the question is, do baby chicks and I'm typing it here. Chicks and chickens ever get a fever? Do baby chicks and chickens get a fever? Can you tell that? So
okay, that's
the
true
question.
Or false. And you've
that's
got
a true
it.
False.
Very good, and I'm going to go ahead and clear the board here. 347-637-3237, clearing the board, caller number two, 347-637-3237, dial.
That board.
Okay, and you're not eligible if you've won anything from critter-cages.com in the last 30 days. In the last 30 days, 347-637-3237, caller number two, 347-637. If you've won anything from Critter Cages in the last 30 days, you're not eligible for this particular question. And 347-637-3237. Another trick, Pat, is that some people call to listen, and then they press 1 to try to win the prize. But see, what they don't know is I see how long they've been on hold. So when they actually all of a sudden try to win the contest instead of hanging up and calling back, then I'm on to them. So we make this fair for everybody. You can see the switchboard. I can see the switchboard. We try to make it fair. If caller number two doesn't work, we go to caller number three. If three doesn't know, we go to caller number four. If it's a hard question and we say we're taking caller number 12, but only four people want to try to respond or win, then we go with the highest caller that we have that wants to participate. Like four is the closest to 12. That rarely, rarely ever happens. But if it's a hard question, then not many people want to try to go that route. So. I'm looking at the switchboard now. We said caller number two, fast fingers number two. So here we go. You're looking right there. There's you in the number one spot. I'm going to tell you who caller number one was.
you're cruel.
I am. Caller number one. Hang on just a second. Caller number one.
La, 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 la.
Was calling in from area code 404. 404 was caller number one. And, of course, caller number three.
La, 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 la.
Was calling in from area code 805. But caller number two, right here, let me scroll down. Whammo. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat calling in from area code 234. 234, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
It's Kara from Ohio.
Kara.
Kara's the one that won. Hey, I'm not making this up, folks. You can ask Pat. You can ask myself.
Yep.
And we're looking at the switchboard. In fact, I did that on purpose, Pat, because somebody would probably think, oh, it was rigged. That's why I announced caller number one and I announced caller number three. Just to prove my point that we are honest and this does work out, and 234 is Kara. But guess what? She has to answer the question in order to be the winner. So if you're caller number three, don't hang up because you still might win. Okay, Pat, repeat the question.
The question is, do baby chicks and chickens, do they ever get a fever? Can chickens get a fever? It's from Dr. Peter Brown. The chicken doctor.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can. That's right.
Ding,
yes,
ding, 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 ding. All right, everybody in the chat room is going, yay, she won. She finally won. I think she's been trying to win that brooder for such a long time. And so she finally did today, won that awesome brooder kit from critter-cages.com. And 404 didn't win, and 850 didn't win, but that doesn't matter because we're going to try to sneak in another trivia question here in just a second and see if we can't have one more winner. Give me just a second, and I'm going to announce the prize. Just give me just a second. I have to look it up here, and I'll post it in the chat room as well. Let me scroll down. Here we go. I got to get the link so I can share it with everybody. And this will be our last trivia question, I think, of the day. We've given away a lot of prizes today, Pat. And
yeah,
a lot of great.
Eight, I think. That's
wow. A lot of winners. Today is the, what is today? Well, Friday was the 26th, wasn't it?
Today is the 30th.
Okay, yep. So I just want to make sure. This is a really, really nice one. Let me go ahead and copy this here. Don't want to save any changes I've made to the form. Whoop. Let me get over here to the chat room. Everybody loves this gift, too. Bottom line. Oh, hang on just a second. Where'd my chat room go? Oh, there it is. Here we go. And it, of course... There you go. You can click on it. And while we're looking at the prize, this prize is brought to us by our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery. McMurray Hatchery, the oldest and largest rare breed hatchery in America, famous for the McMurray Hatchery catalog.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Alrighty, if you clicked on the link and you're wondering which poster you're playing for, it's the Gander and Goosling poster. Some people may pronounce it gosling, goosling, gander, but it is the gander and goosling poster. Very, very cute, and that'll be shipped directly to your front door. That is from our friends McMurrayHatchery.com, world's largest. There you go. So there you have it, McMurray Hatchery. And only 8 minutes left, but that should still be plenty of time. I asked the last you asked the last question, didn't you? So I have to ask the question, but you get to pick the caller. Go ahead.
8. Let's see, we got 7 minutes now, 7.5 minutes. Let's go with caller number 6. 6, because I see the switchboard is lit right up there, and I know you can count really fast to 6.
Okay, caller number 6, no problem. Let me see here.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to find a good one.
Well, you want a bad one? I can give you a bad one. If you want to end with one of the random internet's worst jokes.
We got one here. We'll do this one basic. This is fine. What do birds eat to help grind up their food? Pretty simple. Everybody who has chickens should know this one. And this is for the McMurray Hatchery poster there from McMurrayHatchery.com. And you said call number 6. Is that what you said? What caller?
Yep, call number 6.
347-637-3237. Last prize of the day, 347-637-3237. What do birds eat? We might even squeeze in another one here real quick. Let me go to the phone lines and see. I'd like to squeeze in another one. Let me get over here to the switchboard, 347-637-3237. What do birds eat? And sometimes you can give this free choice if you like, or mix it into their food to help them digest their food. If you've won anything from McMurray Hatchery in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. If we hurry up and get a caller number 6, then we may try to have another winner as well, because I have another prize from my good friends at MyPetChicken.com. So 347-637-3237 for this awesome poster, suitable for framing, from McMurrayHatchery.com. 347-637-3237. Beautiful poster from McMurray Hatchery. Great to hang on the kids' wall. If you got a kid that loves chickens, loves poultry, loves fowl, then give us a call, 347-637-3237. This may have to wrap it up. So, oh my goodness, let's go ahead and say bye to all the folks in the chat room. And Bluegrass Mama, go ahead and give us a call if you know, 347-637-3237. I want to say again, thanks for listening. Alice B. Chicken, Alice and Patrick, Bard Rock, Bluegrass Mama, Brits and Grits joined us. Chicken Feather, Cindy is in there, CJ, East Dallas Dave, looks like they joined us. Some lady named Fiona. good day, Fiona. And then we've got Granny Kathy and a couple of guests. We got Jesse and Kara, the big winner today, Kara. And Lee is in there, Love for Poultry, Modern Stead, Nightwalker 1, Paula Moore, Red Hawk, Reed, Roxanne, Tells Farm, and the Snowbird, Walter. All right.
Walter the Snowbird. I like that. That's good. He's a snowbird.
Yes, Fiona's groaning at my Aussie accent.
It was pretty bad, Whisperer.
Oh, it was. It is pretty bad. But one of my favorite lines is the Dukes of Hazzard, the movie that came out, which I didn't particularly like, because the TV show Dukes of Hazzard was, you know, kind of family oriented and whatnot. But they made the movie, I don't know, just you know, a little bit. Some had some trashy points to it, but yeah, that was when the guy Bo Duke was introduced to one of his, I guess, friends, girlfriends that was from Australia. He was so funny. He was like, put another shrimp on the Barbie. It was so stupid. Oh, it was so stupid. But yeah, Fiona said she agreed. Loved the show, but hated the movie. Yeah, it just wasn't the same. I don't know why they didn't think they couldn't make it family type oriented and fun like the TV show. It was so successful. Why they had to do what they did. They had some foul language in it and some nudity, and it just didn't need it. If you wanted to keep it in line with the typical Okay, we got about, oh, we got to go here. Let's see. Let's area code 540. 540, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, name is Lee, and I'm calling from Hiwassee, Virginia.
Ah, Hiwassee, Virginia. Is that near you, Pat?
Not too close, but it's in Virginia, so it's great, Lee.
I'm out in Pulaski County, out past Roanoke.
Okay. That's not that terribly far. Probably about an hour and a half away.
Okay. What do you think the answer is, my friend?
I believe it's going to be grit.
That is correct. Grit. You can give it to your birds, of course. ManaPro makes both a chick grit and a poultry grit that you can choose to have. And you've won a poster from McMurray Hatchery. Very quickly, send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Put in a poster in the title and the name, shipping address, and phone number for our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery. Pat, 30 seconds. I'll let you wrap it up.
Yes, indeed. Well, of course, always, as always, appreciation to our chat room chickeneers for calling in and clucking along, and our listeners, all our listeners, where would we be without you? BlogTalkRadio.com provides the radio, the chat, and the video services. And, of course, Andy Schneider is the creator of this wonderful show and definitely the wind under our wings. I'm Pat Forman, and from all of us to all of you, may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.
Oh.